welcome to the Hygiene Profit Leaders podcast, where we give you weekly tools and tips to teach you how to grow your hygiene department. We are your go-to resource for everything you need to turn your hygiene department into a profit center. We are your host. I'm Rachel Paul, and joining me is, of course, Vicki Collier.
Hello, Rachel. I'm happy to be here.
Hi, Vicki. Happy to have you. Today, we are going to talk about why you should have a morning huddle.
A morning huddle. I love a morning huddle. This is a good topic.
I know. This is one of those things where I like to assume offices are doing this.
I know.
And then once you start training and consulting, you get into offices, you actually find out that so many offices either, A, don't have a morning huddle, or B,
blow it.
Totally
they blow it. Yes.
Blow it.
Yes.
Yeah. So either they're talking, they're just going through the motions and
yeah.
Doesn't really have any intent behind it.
Yeah. I was in an office just recently, and you made me think about this when you said that. Great office. Very great. You know, they thought they were being thorough, and their huddle was about 20 minutes long. So these people, they were coming in really early and preparing for this, or so they thought. And it was a lot of information that was just information that was not going to help them to be more productive throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, that's a very thorough huddle. I said, it's a long huddle, but it's not a thorough huddle.
Because and just because you're saying a lot,
just because you say a lot and everyone is there does not mean that it's a really good huddle. I've seen much worse, but you know, they were just not mentioning things that were going to help to make them more productive that day, which to me is what a morning huddle is about.
Absolutely. I always say if you're just saying things to say things, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, you know, if you think about it, like a good morning huddle, it really shouldn't be 20 minutes or longer.
No. Well, I'm thinking probably 10, 15 tops.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I had one office that I was in. They actually called theirs their MOM, their morning opportunities meeting.
Ooh,
the
I
time
like that.
That they are looking for opportunities throughout the day to be more productive, more efficient, instead of just calling off, you know, Bob needs x-rays, Sarah needs x-ray. That drives me crazy. No one cares because that's going to be, you know, part of the standard of care typically. But, you know, what are those things that we need to know as a team that are going to help us to be as efficient as we can throughout the day?
Yep. And next week, we're actually going to really dive into what should be included in that morning
sure.
huddle, which, you know, we get asked that all the time.
Right.
And today we're going to talk about really like, What are the basic rules to starting a morning huddle? And
okay.
and maybe you already have a morning huddle, and that's great if you do. I congratulate you. But still, as we're going through these, I want you to think about, you know, do we do that? Or is that a barrier in our
sure.
office? Because I hear this a lot, like, well, you know, we don't all come in at the same time. Or we used to have a morning huddle, but the doctor's never there. I mean, there's so
yeah.
many...
There's always going to be an excuse for every single thing. I was in an office recently, and they didn't have one because traffic was bad in their area. I wanted to laugh.
No, I don't think I've heard that one before.
No, traffic was bad in their area. And, of course, you and I are from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we've just already discussed today how long it took us to get to work. You
right.
know. We know traffic, and we know that we leave in time to beat the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, they don't have a morning huddle because everyone can't show up to work on time. You know, that's. I think consistency is the key. You've got
Absolutely.
To establish that. It has to be mandatory for everyone in the practice, maybe except the doctor. And that's just because someone else is going to pass that information along. So
right.
with consistency, you've got to do it every day without fail. If you start dropping off, you're going to find yourself into the habit where you look back 6 months before and say, what happened to our morning huddle?
Yeah.
We thought we were doing those and now we're not.
The old famous, well, we used to do that.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
I do too. We used to do that. And you brought up a good point. Everyone should be present except the doctor. And
yeah.
I know people always kind of balk when I say that. And would it be great if the doctor's there? Yes. But that cannot be an excuse to not have it.
No.
Because remember, the purpose of the morning huddle is to go into your day with intent, but also it's really to help the staff like work towards a common
right.
goal. And,
right.
You know, how can I help the doctor's schedule and how can the doctor's schedule help the hygiene
and
schedule?
And typically it's the staff that's running that.
It really is.
The staff
yeah.
is running that. The doctors, we've said this before, we kind of laugh, but the doctors sort of be bobbleheads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want their team to tell them where to go because everything is handled so well. All they have to do is nod and go to where they're supposed to be.
Right, if you have a good team, that's
right.
what you want. You want to be able to
Absolutely.
Come in and, you know, they're basically telling you where to go, when to go there, and that's going to be a productive day.
And Rachel, I've been in some offices that the doctor should not be in the morning huddle. He should not be there.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's better if they're not.
Sometimes it's better, you know, that we don't want them to dominate that. This should be led by someone other than the doctor, and they're just basically listening in on the information so
mm-hmm.
they have an idea of what's going on.
And in your opinion, who do you think should lead a morning huddle?
I think that I've seen this work best when people take turns leading the morning huddle. Yeah. I think that everyone should be able to do it. And the only way to know that you're able to do it is to do it and practice it and it be your turn sometimes. So that's the ones I've seen work the best.
I think have a plan, too.
But have a different person lead it each day.
I think it also keeps everyone more engaged. Same person that's leading the morning huddle day in,
it's a little monotony
out,
there.
Oh my gosh, it becomes so mundane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I know, hey, you know, next week or every Wednesday I lead the morning huddle, it steps up your engagement.
I think so too.
I also think that you mentioned this earlier, but you want to make sure the staff members must be there on time, ready to go.
This is not the time, you don't get to work in time for the morning huddle and then have to gather your information or put on your makeup or dry your hair or any of those things that come along with that. You should be ready to go to work when the morning huddle starts. And one of my strong and fast rules is you better get your first patient. If your first patient's appointment starts at 8 o'clock, I say that patient should be in the chair at 7:59.
I agree.
Don't let that morning huddle go. You be ready with your information, gather whatever it is you need to present at the morning huddle before that time. And then make sure that you are done, you've made it efficient, consistent, and that you have that patient in the chair on time. Patients schedule first thing in the morning so they can be first to be seen.
Right, they
so
want to
have
be
to
in
wait.
And they want to be out.
And so I can guarantee you that at 8 o'clock or 8:01 or 2, they are looking at their watch and wondering why you haven't gotten them back.
Absolutely. So, I know. I mean, I always take the first appointments at
I'm the same way. Yes.
If they're even a minute late, I'm kind of like, okay, what's going on?
Right.
Usually I'm the first patient. So
I'm
like, well,
you know, they're not waiting on someone else.
So
right.
That's a good point. Just, you know, making sure that these morning huddles are starting and ending on time every day. What about, you know, I know a lot of offices tell me, well, we can't have a morning huddle because we all work different shifts.
Okay, yes, and a lot of our offices, Rachel, are doing that because they've extended their hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so our recommendations for them is typically the first shift has to be there, 10, 15 minutes early to do the morning huddle. The next shift should do the same thing. They also have to arrive early enough to be ready to watch, or say, a recorded morning huddle on an iPad or phone or whatever.
Right.
Or if someone puts this on a whiteboard, puts anything that applies to that particular day, but you've got, again, just like the people on the first shift are responsible for being at morning huddle on time and it's mandatory, the same thing happens with everybody else who shows up later. So no one should be starting their day without at least viewing notes or seeing the actual video of a morning huddle, I think.
I agree. And I've seen quite a bit of offices that have like even a 7 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
They have a shift A and a shift B.
Right.
And they both have their own morning huddles. Like they come in. And,
yes, you're exactly right.
You know, so you could have your own morning huddles for both shifts, or like you said, a lot of them will record it on, again, those handheld tablets.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is another great way to utilize them. But you can record your morning huddle and just make it mandatory that everyone that comes in has to watch that.
Right.
And then, you know, honestly, just don't let your team make excuses not to have it. Because we've heard every excuse under the book. The traffic one, I mean, that's pretty that's a pretty good one.
I mean, the doctor told me that with a straight face. I thought, really? Seriously? Really?
Yeah, but you can really make any excuse under the sun not have it. I was in an office and they did the every excuse. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the day, we actually came up with a good template for them and they all committed to it. And
good.
I challenged them. I told the doctor, I said, now I want you guys to have this morning huddle every single day for the next week. And then I'm going to touch base with you and I want to see how it's going.
Right.
So they did
every
single day for a week. They had their morning huddle. And I followed back up with him, and he said that they hit their production goal every single day that week, and that has never happened.
Wow.
And I don't think that's a coincidence.
I agree. It's about being intentional.
Yeah.
It's about looking. And I know next week we'll talk about what should be covered during that morning huddle. But by all means, the time should be of value. People will not want to be there if it is a gossip session of what you did last night or over the weekend or whatever, if nothing is accomplished, if they walk away saying, why did we even bother with that?
What a waste of time.
What a waste of time. That is when we see those go by the wayside.
Right.
Because you're going to see people are bored. They're not getting anything out of it. Mm-hmm. It's not efficient. It's not productive. It's not motivational. It's not intentional. Intentional is the main key. And so that's what happens. So as long as you have those elements, and the team is, everyone is participating. If you know, the people who are the wallflowers are the ones who get nothing out of it.
Right.
Make sure everyone is participating in some way, shape, or fashion.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, just again, if you don't have one, please start one. We gave you guys some really good rules to get you going with that. We're going to dive deeper into this next week. There's a lot that goes into a morning huddle. We don't want doctors to just pull one out of thin air.
Right.
It really needs to be rolled out right. And again, we just keep coming back to that word intent. But, you know, going back to the doctor who started hitting his production goal every day, well, his team was on incentives.
Oh, so wow, it was a win-win.
Oh my gosh, they were thrilled.
Yeah.
So what happened is they saw how the morning huddle was helping them hit their production goal, but at the same time they were hitting the production goal, they were actually making more money too.
Hey.
So it was a win for everybody,
right? That's right.
Production was going up, they were making more money, and then they were excited about
it. And obviously patients are getting treatment recommendations that they need and are accepting.
Absolutely. So it's definitely benefiting the patient. And so I'm proud to report they are still doing their
good
morning huddle, and
good.
They've raised their goal, and I don't know that they would have been able to raise their production goal had they not started being more intentional with that.
Wow. So, that's good.
Well, we really hope you guys enjoyed listening to today's episode. We will definitely be diving deeper into this next week, so be sure to stay tuned. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already on iTunes. You can also download notes on our website, hygieneprofitleaders.com. You can also learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we can help you grow your hygiene department. So until next time, stay educated.